Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Zan T. Tutu, are you there? I guess we have no Tutu for the show. I don't know where he at, man. Hello, Tutu? I guess he don't want to be a part of the show. Want to be a part of the show today, man. Let me see if I can fix these technical difficulties real quick. Hello. Tutu, you there?
Hello.
Tutu.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go, man. There you go.
You know, don't be trying to kick me off the show, bro, and do the show by yourself. That's not cool.
Man, I really thought you was just running from a little debate today, man. That's all I thought it was.
Man, you know me. I'm just taking
care of it. I thought you got a little scared that... Huh?
I'm back, a favorite host.
Man, your second favorite host decided to go ahead and show up, so let's give him a round of applause, TNT. Give him a round of applause. Let me tell y'all the real reason why Tutu didn't answer the phone right away. We tied up in fantasy. We played each other this week. It's 59-59. He got Tom Brady left to play, and I have LeSean McCoy left to play. what he doesn't know and what I know is that Tom Brady and the Patriots are going to take their first L of the season today.
I don't care about wins. All I need Brady to get like 4 touchdowns and I'm good. I don't care if he wins. I don't care if he loses.
Tom Brady is not going to get 4 touchdowns.
Who going to stop him?
The Rex Ryan defense.
No, I mean, it's good, but you know what I mean? He is. The Patriots has played good defenses also.
Let me just go ahead and make a bold prediction for everybody out there. The Patriots are going to lose today 24-17 to the Bills. And the Cowboys are going to beat the Panthers on Thanksgiving. So no teams will be undefeated after this week.
Well, I don't know too much about the Patriots losing. But the Cowboys being gone undefeated, I do agree with that. I mean, the Cowboys beating the Panthers and stopping their undefeated season, I do agree with that.
And the only reason why I say they beat the Panthers is because just this past Sunday, you can just see with Tony Romo on the field, of course, they're a whole different team. And it seemed like the defense was even playing better. So
the defense been doing what they've been doing, and that's stopping people from scoring the football. Yeah. And Rondo McClain played a hell of a game. So. Him and Sean Lee, man.
Yes, he did.
So, shout out to the defense.
This is, I think this is a plus for the Cowboys. Greg Hardy going back to play his former team. He know how to get to Cam. I feel like he's going to get to Cam Newton a couple times. Really, he's just needing to knock him off his feet a couple times, you know, rough him up.
For us to win, we have to stop Cam Newton. Cam Newton is the Panthers. We stop Cam Newton, we get the dub.
But I think the Cowboys can win out the rest of the year. If not, at the most, I say the Cowboys lose one game and go 8-8 for the rest of the season. But I still think that's enough to win our division because this past weekend, I think the Eagles and the Redskins lost, which is good for us because now we only – 2 games out of the lead of the division. So that was good for us.
The Giants also lost.
So, hey, man, that's all we need. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing out there. Keep doing what y'all doing.
The only thing I wouldn't say that we might lose is really one game, and that's against Green Bay.
Yeah, that's the only team I said too earlier, Green Bay.
The game should be a dub. Just pitch if we had the whole squad the whole season, man. This is an undefeated schedule. It is. If Tony don't, we probably go undefeated. Or at least lose.
Yeah,
like.
The seven games we lost besides the Patriots game have been close games, and that's all been with half of our team. And you see what Tony Romo did when he got back in the game. It's a whole different team. With Dez.
That's all. I mean, people seeing me today, man, they want to be like, y'all still not this, y'all still not that. You know, all I've been saying these past couple of 7 weeks, man, you know, just wait till 9 get back. That's all I've been saying, man, just wait till 9 get back. When 9 back there, everything go right. Everybody come to play.
Yeah.
And as you can see, everybody came to play. Terrence Williams did a hell of a job, had a hell of a game. You know, and Tony gets the whole team involved, so that way all the pressure ain't always got to be on Dez. He's going to get every receiver involved. Escobar had a good game. Jason did the overlap with things that he does. McFadden is toting the football. We looking nice right now.
I'm gonna make another bold statement. If Tony Romo, this might not be possible, but if Tony Romo wins these next 6 or 7 games, however many we got left, put my boy back in the MVP race again. Put him back in the MVP race.
The question is, who is in the MVP race this year besides probably Cam Newton and Tom Brady? Because ain't nobody really else. This season's been kind of rough on people. On teams. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody ain't – the league right now is hurt.
Yeah, this has been like a season. It's like each team is like, hurt. I mean, all injuries is hurting everybody. Because I just seen the other day Joe Flacco out for the season with a torn ACL.
Okay,
I'm like, who's gonna compete? Like, who, the only reason the Patriots, I feel like the only reason the Patriots doing what they're doing, they have everybody healthy. Like, everybody else missing a star player here, a role player there.
But they lost Edelman the week before last. That hurt my fantasy team.
Yeah.
You really lucky. You really lucky because I would really beat you if I had Edelman.
Honestly, the only reason you beat me right now is because of the Panthers kicking. So you need to be thanking him for even being tied up with me right now.
Hey, shout out to the Panthers kicker who I picked up like 15 minutes before the game started. Shout out to the kicker, man. He came from clutch. Dude had 8 points, man. Shout out to him. Hey, man, it's not about the fantasy, man. You just got to get your team going to score a lot of touchdowns for the kicker. They will have the most opportunity to kick the ball.
This has really been an up and down season for me in fantasy. I started off, my first pick of the year, I mean, in the draft, was Jordy Nelson. He got hurt a week later. Then I had Keenan Allen, Steve Smith, and Victor Cruz as my wide receivers. All of them went out. All of them went out with season-ending injuries. So I had to go pick up some role players. Like, I had to pick up Pierre Garçon. He hasn't done anything. Amari Cooper, he was going off for the first 6 games, but he kind of disappeared the last couple weeks.
It's been
rough for me, man. It's been rough.
He had disappeared the last couple weeks. Really, man, the only rookie that's just consistent this year, man. Well, no, I say Mariota, Ty Gurley, and Jameis.
Yeah, Jameis, these last 2 weeks, Jameis has turned on the Jets, man. He's starting to look like a real pro right now.
This NFL rookie class kind of dropped.
It really is.
It really is. Compared to last season, I'm talking about every receiver drafted last year balled. Talking to everybody like Mike Evans, Sammy Watkins, DeAndre Hopkins, Odell, whoever else. But this class, man, they – I don't know. I guess it's just going to take them a while.
And I know this rookie season was dry when I saw the a DN for the Dolphins. He got a sack, and they said he had 2 sacks for the season, leads all rookies. And I was like, that's it? 2 sacks, leads all rookies?
Yes. I feel like our rookie should get defensive rookie of the year.
Oh, Byron Jones.
Yeah, Byron Jones, I'm pretty sure he don't play the most snaps out of any defensive rookie in the league. And different positions.
Really,
he don't play 5 positions this year.
Yeah, he plays safety, corner, nickel, corner, everything.
Both safety, corner, nickel. He'll do it all. He did get burnt last week. But it's okay.
Hey, man, it's just, hey, you got to let my man grow, man. They kind of forced him to be a man real quick.
It's life on the island. I've never seen them over there. They tried him.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I'm going to stick with my predictions. Carolina and the Patriots no longer be undefeated after this week. And then I'm going to go ahead and say the Warriors can go 21-0 before they lose.
That's crazy. The fact that we even talked about
it's really not. Just looking at the schedule, I mean, I see the Jazz, the Lakers, the Kings. I don't see any of those teams beating them.
I feel like I really don't want them to, like, if they will make history, make it. But don't tire yourself out just trying to, you know what I mean, go and beat it. Because we are going undefeated in the NBA, man. Well, they making it look real easy. But we all know it's quite impossible, even though they is 15-0. But you know what I mean? To stay undefeated, you have to play at the highest level every night. The best of your ability. I don't want them to tire themselves out before they have to use their best ability.
But I'm saying, I feel like, I don't even know if they at their best ability. I just feel like they just They're so good as a team. Yo. I don't even know if this is as best as they can play.
That's what I'm saying. If they just, like, I just, like, you know, just don't make your goal to go undefeated because there's added pressure. Just hoop. That's how I feel like they're doing right now. They just need to continue to do. Like, just play basketball. And everything else is going to fall into place.
I mean, I was going to say, like, I don't know what else people want them to do. Like, I don't feel like their goal is to go undefeated. I just feel like every game they just find a way to win in the end. And they team chemistry is probably the best team chemistry you're going to see in the NBA right now. And it's just other teams just don't stack up to them, like, from one down to the 12th man on the roster. I mean, they're not going to stack up to them. And they just – even if, I feel like even if they tried to lose, they wouldn't lose. Like, it's impossible.
Man, Stephen Curry right now, man. I know I keep repeating myself and saying this, but the things he do sometimes is just unbelievable. That team is unbelievable. That team has to go down. It's probably one of the best teams we ever see in our lifetime.
Yes, and I'm glad finally something like this has happened during my lifetime.
Oh. Like 15-0, that's a lot of games in the NBA. You play like almost every night.
And the thing is, ESPN is making so much money off the Warriors. They've been on TV like 3 times this week.
Yeah, like and then they're getting national televised games.
And it's just crazy, and they're taking the attention off the rest of the NBA. They kind of make you look at the rest of the NBA and be like, well.
Like it's nothing.
Yeah, like they look average. The rest of the NBA looks so average right now.
That's what D. Rose said that about Stephen Curry. He said he's pushing the lead, making everybody better. Somebody got to step up to this man level play. I'm talking to every player in it. Somebody got to step up to him because if you don't, he's not going to keep doing them, but bother. He's going to go down as probably one of the best players to ever play basketball. If Curry win another MVP and a title, I don't know, man. That puts him in a nice category of people.
All right, just say Steph Curry and them over the years, like, they able to get, like, 2 more rings before he retires and he gets 2 more MVPs. Would you consider him, like, over, like, an AI?
I would hate to say he better than AI. But right now, the way the man playing, I don't see nobody touching him right now. Like he made the lethal. Like he is lethal. This man is unguardable. And not only can he shoot your lifestyle, he can also drive and make plays.
I don't know what to say because I mean every time I watch them this season. It's a shame when every time it don't matter where this man pull a shot up from, the crowd get up, they get on their feet before the ball go in. It's like they know, like this man, it's like he's like that creative 2K player with 99 everything.
All I'm saying is whenever you see the Warriors playing on TV, do you think of them losing?
No, and I don't see it anytime soon.
I don't see it either.
And just based off their next, I looked at the next 10 games they have on the schedule. I mean, none of those teams just, I mean, no disrespect to, but this is kind of bad that I'm looking at these teams, average teams, but that's just how good the Warriors are playing right now. But, I mean,
you know,
the next, huh?
The way I see Curry, what he playing now, last year, dude, during the second half of the season, the playoffs and the championship, he was hooping, but he wasn't he wasn't taking the fame for it yet. He was just letting it ride. You know what I mean? He didn't want to just hop on the wagon like everybody else was. Then he have a bad game, and everybody, you know what I mean, turn him down. The difference between this year and last year, this year he know he better than you.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Last year, like, he had confidence, but it wasn't as high as it is now. Now, it's ridiculous.
Now he's doing disrespectful stuff. No.
Hey, bro, it's like he got the defenders on the string now. The way he dribbled the basketball. It's like, I'm going to get you dancing. Offensive.
And then I'm gonna pull up from like 30 some feet.
Man, how you think I ever seen? They used to start making ankle breakers a stat sheet in the NBA. That need to be a stat. How many ankles you break a season?
Ooh.
You break like 10 a game.
I'm looking at the schedule. They play the next 10 games. They play Lakers, Phoenix, the Kings, the Jazz, the Hornets, Raptors, Brooklyn, Indiana, and Boston. I don't see them losing any of those games.
Somebody got to show up.
And they don't see. They don't see any competition until Christmas. They play LeBron.
Sacramento can steal one. If anybody in the next couple of games they play, if anybody can do it, I'm gonna say Sacramento. Because the way
Rondo play Kobe.
Like, Rondo looks like the old Rondo.
Oh yeah, he do.
I think he had 4 or 5 triple doubles this year. He around some young guys. Hey man. And they hooping. DeMarcus Cousins is hooping this year. So if anybody out there team to do it, I say Sacramento.
I had somebody tell me that they play the Lakers tomorrow on TNT. I had somebody tell me that this might be the game that Kobe might try to rise to the occasion for this one game and then go back to being average again for the rest of the season. You never know.
Man.
But he can't do it by himself.
He shouldn't try to do it by himself. Because then it will be good. It ain't bad to see Kobe like this. It's not even that. It's like we wouldn't even be saying Kobe an average player if his team wasn't so young. If they had some experience behind them, because they good players. All them good players. But if they just had some experience behind them, they'll look way better. And they'll make Kobe look way better than what's being shown.
And then people, I'm not trying to jump off the Steph Curry Warriors topic, but people sleep on the Mavericks. The Mavericks are like 4
in
the West right now.
We ain't got to do no talking, man. We ain't got to do no talking.
I'm just saying, man. If you look at the ESPN power rankings right now, they got like the Jazz in front of the Mavericks. The Jazz are like 6-6. I'm like, what? How are the Jazz in front of us?
And Darren Williams been playing good basketball.
And then we got JaVale McGee back last night.
About time, man. I can't even play with that man on 2K. I be throwing off my...
They got him back last night. They gave him the ball three possessions in a row. He scored on all of them. He only ended with like 8 points and 6 rebounds, but he didn't play that much. He played like 10 minutes at the most. So that was good to see. And then... Before the show, and I want to talk about LSU boosters, man.
LSU boosters are
fed up with head coach Les Miles and the coaching staff. And I was reading earlier, they said, in Louisiana, we expect championships, and that's not what we've been getting over the past couple of years. So they put up $15 to $20 million to get rid of a coaching staff. Why do they have $15 to $20 million to just do some crazy stuff like that? It's kids like me and you. It's like college students like me and you. We eating at the calf and stuff, and they paying $15, $20 million to get a new coach.
Hey, this is college football. These people love their college. They love their alumni.
I can see.
Yeah, you know. When you an alumni and you can put a million in, you know, anything goes. That coach is fired.
$20 million?
Man, they finna let go of the whole staff. They will clean house at LSU. Anytime the booster wants you fired, you are gone. Because they the ones that said
That is crazy. It's crazy the power that football have on people. Like, I've never seen somebody willing to give up $20 million just so their team could do better. Like, that's crazy.
It's
people that don't play or have anything to do with the team, like production. They just paying to get another man and the lead.
College football is a gamble. end of the day, so that they always talk about education, education, education. At the end of the day, if no matter how good of a man you is, no matter what you do for the players, if you're not winning games, you're losing the job.
So, I guess Les Miles, it's been good, man. But they want you out, and ain't nobody. I don't think anybody gonna turn down $20 million to kick you out. So, it's money.
They
at the end of the day.
They say him and the whole staff. They want the whole staff.
The whole staff. They want everybody gone. And they said, here's $20 million, so you can't say nothing about it. Like, you just get out the way. Like, you can't say nothing. Go, man. Like, we done had enough of you.
He did have a good team this year, man. I expected him to be in the Final Four.
And then before the show ended, Ezekiel Elliott, he was pretty mad about the play calling in the Ohio State-Michigan State game. He says no way he's going to be back next year and that he should have got the ball more.
Cardale Jones said the same thing. He's not coming back next year.
Wait, he's not coming back?
That's what he said. He said he's also going to leave.
Wow.
Now, let's take a little flashback before the show ends. A little flashback to the summer. We had a discussion on who should be the starting quarterback at Ohio State. Who did you say, mm-hmm. Joshay?
I said Cardale Jones, just based off the momentum and, you know, the hype at the time.
The momentum is over when you got to go through a whole offseason. All that we're off. When the offseason comes, you got to learn how to play football. If they would have kept Braxton at quarterback, they could have trained up Cardale. It had JT to lean on, and they would have been in the Final Four still right now.
But that was a decision on Braxton to move to wide receiver. He said he didn't want to play quarterback anymore.
And he shouldn't have done that. But I still think the coaches had a play in it. Because don't nobody just up and switch position. Somebody had to be in his ear about it. It was a coach. I'm just going to believe that.
And I've already said from the beginning, Ohio State didn't look like a top 14 this whole year.
Cardale Jones hopping in the draft like he, I don't know. After Cam Newton or something, like, you got to work. He ain't even be giving to you. Nobody come up in that championship no more. We don't see you play the whole season. It wasn't that good.
All I got to say is, y'all might want to look at him, though.
Oh, yeah. Somebody, he a good quarterback, so somebody got a draft.
Yeah,
but, you know what I mean?
Him go maybe four through six rounds. Nothing earlier than that.
He should, I say at least four rounds up. But Ezekiel Elliott is the first. Ezekiel Elliott, Gucci. He going in the first round.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Might work out.
I bet some people put him ahead of Leonard Fournette right now in the draft spots.
That's a tough decision.
It really is, but you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. I'll probably go Leonard Fournette, though. That
I
man,
would,
like,
he's so physical. He too AP-like.
Right, bro. He go tote it. But Ezekiel Elliott, man, he a bad dude, too. And so I'm really glad. Let's go ahead and get out of there. So, you know what I mean? Dontre Wilson can have his shine. We need somebody in Dallas to make some impacts in college football. We dry right now.
Well, it's 30 seconds left on the show. I just want to say DeSoto fans, don't be mad. They took the L to Allen by 1 point. I mean, that's a tough loss.
It's been a tough loss for the last 2 years.
Oh, man, that was shots fired. I think I'm just going to let the rest of the show ride out on that one, man.
Hey, it is what it is. And then the old head coach over there taking pictures with the Allen head coach. I'm just saying, man. Evil Nation,
spooky,
huh?
Man.
I'm just saying. Your head coach with the enemy. I'm just saying.
Let's see. I ain't going to throw no shots at DeSoto. I'm just going to leave that to you, man. I'm going to let the fans know we got another show. Wednesday. But actually, JNT Sports fans, I'm driving home Wednesday, so I don't know if I'm going to do a show Wednesday. You know, y'all just pray for my safe travel. Then, you know, me and Tutu will be back together one of those days to probably after Thanksgiving on a Friday, do a show, a little show.
Can't wait for Thanksgiving. So hungry.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm finna see if I have some generous boosters out here, man. I have me a good meal, man. But nah, man, they want coaches.
Nah, man, we could do a lot with 20 mil. You know what I mean?